Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sait. Let's move on in Shas in general and Daf Shu in particular. I'm going to set forth the basic Shitayis HaRishonim and Achronim in the Sugya of Daf Yud Aleph, which is a Shas Sugya called Michlalav Ata Shemeya Hen. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnison asks the Gemara, E Rabbi Meir, Lesle Michlalav Ata Shemeya Hen. As the Olam knows, there are Mishpatei HaTinoim, Klalim, and how we effectuate conditional kinyanim, conditional imrais, conditional nidarim, and there's a machlekes tanai. And Rav Meir says, "Kol tanai she'eni ketanai bnei Gad bnei Reuven ain't a tanai." And therefore, every single thing, when the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, "Can we put the screen sharing on, please?" L'chulin she'eichlach aser, and the maskana of the Gemara is that we say shalai chulin yeh mashayolecha, which means michlal lav atashimehen, it should be aser. Says the Gemara, what about Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds michlal lav atashimehen, and the Gemara goes on to explain that this is derived mailuchon carbon manamisisra meir less than michlal atashimehen. Rav Meir doesn't hold that. How do we know that? Because Rameh says, Kol Tanai Hashem the Knai B'nei Gav B'nei Reuven Ein Tanai. So where do we know from this that it is, he holds Michlal Lav Ata Shemei Ahen? So if you look in the Rashi, Mefarish, please move it a little bit. Kegoyim Masnison, the Michlal Dharma Lo Chol Shema Amina Akar Ma'aveh V'hachi Aser. Rameh Sovet Lehav Aser Om Kein Om Mefarish Lo Chol Lehavi El Akar B'doi Mashma Michlal Lav Chol Ata Shemei Akar The Tanan, Sechs Kedushin Perig Omer, May Omer, Kol Tanai Shane, Kanai Bene God, Bene Ruvain, Ain a Tanai, Dixiv Yermole and Moshe, and Yavru Bene God, Bene Ruvain, Itchem, Vim Lo Yavru, Le Nichta, Vim Yavru, Le Tzarech, Le Michta, Vim Lo Yavru. So the Gemara goes through the background of the Tanai of Bene God and Ruvain, the Mashmel Lo Yavru, Venechs Besechem, Hoim Yavru, Venitatem Lehem, carbon. So the Gemara said, Rashi explains, the Farish explains, the Ran explains it more or less in the same way, that because Reb Meir says that the why was this mechuyev to be explicated in the pasuk? In the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, the teretz is, what do we need it to be explicated for? Michlal lav atashmeihen. Is our idea that the mayor, the pasuk, is telling you that we do not say this principle of Michlal atashmeihen, and therefore this Mishnah, which creates a nether through the mechanism of Michlal atashmeihen, must go coin Rabbi Yehuda, who in fact holds this principle of Mechala Tashmehem. So this Gemara, we see a tremendously important Yisayid Mechala Terekula, that Din of Rav Meir is not just Ben Tanoim. It refers to all other Inyanim, where the Shaykh Shita said, we do not say Mechala Tashmehem. And therefore, when it comes in terms of Nidarim, it won't help Leichulin, even though it's Mashma that it should be Aser. Rabbi Chanan in Kaivich explains, let's see the Kaivich Shurim, it says, that this is really a chiddush that is based on the Ran in Nidarim, the Ran in Gittin. The Ran in Gittin, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, explains that somebody's Megarish Ishtay Mishum Shem Ra, the Ran, please, Ein Bo Dinei Tanai, does not have the Dinei Tanoim. Why? Because it's not a Tanai Lahabah. Hashem Tasa Kach V'Kach. And therefore, the Tanai Kodel Lamaisa Chol Shu Din Tanam do not apply, except for one thing. You need a Tanai Kofel. Why? Because Rav Meir holds Mechal, does not hold Mechalat Hashemayehen. So, is there a principle of Mechalat Hashemayehen ex Mishpatei Tanoim? Let's see the Lashon of the Ran inside. Does it work with Tanoim or not? Imkain, Koshin Yitzhak Shem Rad, Shem Rad, Ane Magresh, Shakofa, Merlav, Mishum Shem Rad, Lo Yisi Metziach. person says to the Isha, I'm being Megarish you because of Shem Ra. Do we assume that if there's no Shem Ra, then there's no Gerishin? Since Rameir learns all Tanoim from Bnei God and Reuben, Yeshleimar, the Chibin Tanai Gomor, so the Ran says a Chiddush. Hani Mili Bedavish Efshalakai, my Levatlai. Gehan, get Tanai Bnei God, Bnei Ruvmei. Avu Magarish, Aldas, Masha Abar Begoli, Daita, Belechud Mifsal. Given the Lesler of Mamma Chalabat Shemei, Hen, Boy Kfela. So Rabbi Chanan explains that you side, let's see Rabbi Chanan's side, you side with this. Chakira, which is, are these Tanoim dafke b'dinei Tanoim, mechal bat tashmeihen, or is it halacha and kol ha'teru kula away from dinei Tanoim? So here, Rav Chanan brings the Gemara. Hamaitzi ishtem shemaylnis layachzer chomer yavzmar chomer meir dibin tanei kafel. V'achab lay tifle knois. The Gemara says beferish, Rav Meir requires tanei kafel. We don't have, we're not waiving that requirement because he learns from Negev Neruvein. And then the Rav Chanan brings a kasha from the Rav Magid, the Lecher to see in the Rambam. But kam the kam like Rav Meir b'tnai kafel. So Rav Chanan comes to Rav Lom Paschacham, kam Rav Meir b'tnai kafel. So there's a steer in the Rambam. Says Rav Chanan, come down here a little bit, please pick it up. Yeah. I'm just going to have to take out a few lines here. Let me first read it to the Eilim, and we'll see, because it's not a small piece of Rabbi Chanan. So Rashi says, it's not a type name. Ruvain is not a type. It's mash, but it's a din. Says Rabbi Chanan that Rameir and Yehuda are chaylik on two inyanim. First of all, if we say Mechlal Lav at the Shemei Hen, and second of all, do you need Mishpatei Tanoim that it should be Tanai Kofel? And therefore, the Sugya we got in the Darim is Nisyashiv. We'll go back to the beginning, how he explains the Rambam. But Nir B'dasa Rambam, he brings the Ran. Tamsis the Dvar. But there's a very interesting, I would say, historical yeshivish aspect here. Bukhanan asks this question to Rab Chaim. He asks this question to his Rebbe Rab Chaim. And go ahead, let's scroll down, we'll find it. And Rab Chaim answered him that this is in the curvature of Bab Basra, not here. Ten lines down. The Prime explains that the machlekes there is a language based machlekes. If the lav is nichla b'lash nehen, when he said a hen, lechud, is whether he said together both the hen and the lav. Hen, chal hen, shmei lav, chulu. And therefore, by definition, this is a kfelus. Midach mandar mitz filei dafta eina mevinim gamas alav midavara mikamakam eina b'chal l'shaynoi lein lein mikri pirishas alav. V'lei havidum demei god bnei ruvei. V'lei neder b'ina levati b'sfasayim b'shomach itali plukdan al adkan devarav. So the contemporaries, I wouldn't say contemporaries, first Rosh Morozovsky, and then the contemporary Rosh Yeshivas, explain Reb Chaim's Vart in the following way. Let's hear Rosh Morozovsky. Morozovsky says, he brings the problem from the Rambam. He says, the mother by Mishpat Tanaim. Skip the parentheses because of Ram the Gam Tanai Kafel Ibinan. Void the Mutt lay by a Mishpat Tanai, lay by a Gam Tanai Kafel. Third, this is a stira in the Ram that we saw. So he says, scroll down because we only have limited time to explain this. Himself is it. Obviously, those who want to be Maimik in the Sugya have to go through this entire Chiddush Rav Shmuel. But I'm just here to highlight the Tamsis Devarim so you can get a head start on this. All the Tanaim agree that when a person says something, it's mechalal b'tshmeihen. Will be no shame of meferish that's kvelus at Tanai. V'nechleku ihad mechalal b'tshmeihen yashas said din dibur gam alahen memele mahani b'tanai or to have a rak umdina memele loy bahani b'tanai. And that's the machlekes. When it says mechalal b'tishmei hen, does it have a din dibur on the hen? Memele helps with the tanai, or is it an umdana? Meaning, and this is similar to Rabbi Chanan's Havana and Rabbi Chaim, there are two ways to understand it. And this is the two sides of the machlekes. When a person says something, and therefore one could apply mechalal b'tishmei hen, does it have a din dibur on the hen? When you said lav, the hen is included midin dibur, or no? It's mikluded midim umdana. Mir fashtein in our heads, we can understand that b'chalavat hashem, but it doesn't mean the dibur, the bitui, the hafla was expressed in that way. This is the two tzedadim of the machlekes. Zakr we can be machalik nedarim. And the sugya from the Dharam is not shver on all the other psukim of the Rambam. Why? The Tulsa din in Dharma din Tanaim. The Gemara in the Dharam, our sugya, is Taila, puts a conditioning, puts a wrong word here because we're talking about conditions, but ties together these two sugyas. Why? The Gam in the Dharm, Kishama Lechul and Masha Eichalachli Sagi Masha Muchuk Mudbar of the Isa Ned or Masha Eichal. Ubin and Shayama Dibma Mufurisha Isa Neder. Vilafinalam Lavata Bisfasaim. Mishamachi Din the Dharm Tali Bepluk the Machlal Vata Shmehen. The Pluk to he Amalide Masha Arma Lav Chosh of Shieshkan Amir Alahen Oiloi. Meaning that when it comes to the Dharam, when he says loy cholin masha eichalach, so there's two ways to understand it. We can understand that midum umdana. Oh, what that must mean midine umdana is that he's making a neder, and you know that the Dharam required bitui misvasayim, and therefore, according to the machlekes of mechalat hashemayehen, the plukta is when he said. What he said, Balasain Michal Lav, is it there an Amira or not? Does this satisfy the requirement in the Hilchos Nedarim of Levate Bisvasayim? Says Rab Shmuel, following the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan and before him Rabbi Chaim, that's the Machlokes in Meir Yehuda. It's unusual that we have a Chakira where Tanayim are Chaylik, but this is what it looks like here in the Sugya. Rabbi Meir Debina Tanay Kafel, behind the Mechlal Vata Shmehen, Lechash Shesh Kanamir Lehen, Le have a Neder, because Nedarim require Haflah. We'll read the Chash of Shesh Kanamir Lehen, have a Neder. Dr. Shmuel, Ma'ata Sefer Rambam. Chalze b'tanai, d'bayi b'ina l'mishpat t'tanai. There, tzarech yishtu tzor, shiufar shpeitz in el tayo. Chem l'chad d'yad shemehen, v'ayin d'ayin kan dibur al tzad ha-shein, and shatayin l'av t'tanai. Ramei requires dibur. And therefore, if you didn't say it, we cannot, a umdana is not sufficient. Then Shmuel goes on to distinguish all the various different scenarios on different Tanayim, Tanayla, above. Gonna help conclude here with the Sefer Teresh Shmuel, which is a very, very chashuv Sefer, brings the Shittos together. And here you can see in a few paragraphs, Tamtus of the Raid, so you can go to work on the Sugya. He says, Mordler may have clutched my hand by him by crying him, should have stopped with Machsarna beside Havana. Is it because we simply don't understand it? We understand what he's saying. Nedar requires speed to Ibisvasayim. Then he brings the Kaivashun Babasra, which brings these two Chumalchim. The Ilchar Yeshla is the central question. Mashayach Rameir, the Sugin Fitin Rameir, Din Milchus Tanayim. And they got me Ruvain to be a Tanai Kofel, Mehilchasa. To Tanai, Avloch, I read him Bilchus Loshrain, read him Machalim out to Shemay Alav. Umnale like a murder, merely Sri Machalim out to Shemay Alav. Brachin Mik Mazesh name Mahalchim. So there are two basic Mahalchim in the Rachinim. The first is from Reb Chaim. Let's chazer this here, and then we'll see the second one, and then we go to work on the sugi this week. Hagrach bi'er, the pluktin mechalat tishmehen hi imalav bechalal b'loshin hen. Imken kesho emra hen l'chod havekilo emra hen v'halav. Omeil have a kofel. V'idich man damar sfrilei da'afta on shayim mavina gamas alav medvara. The first side of the Chakir according to Reb Chaim is whether he actually, when he says the hen, does he say the hen of the love? And therefore it's kafel. Or the second side is, no, we ain't a bchal lashon, it's not a dibur, let me compare it to Pirish's halav. We'll have a dimmi dimmi god me ruben. It's feel like Gemara doing le nether. The tushdal of the sugya is the similarity to le nether. Behind the bin dibur, dibur mikrod levat besusayim. Then he says that the rush seems to be mashma, like Reb Chaim's Havana, whether or not it's the umdan or it's the dibur. Okay, go down. Okay, keep on going. We're not going to go into this yad because it's a different kasha. And here he brings in nice space Rabbi Chanan's mahalach, which is different than Chaim's. Ayn sham shechich mekamer shen leika grach lozeb der meir betarti pligi chod mishpnei tanoim bina tanoim kofim betad mishpnei tanoim vayd pligi mechalayat tashmei alav vaynim onashoyim bina klal sad alav. Well, a clear lime the plague I'm didn't have to smell out with name kaimais. It brings a ride for the Gemara in getting off my mate and the aid mother by a mayor tonight coffee gone but tonight is almanas and he goes through this second ride for Bukhan as is Mavuyer in Rokhan the Kaibachiri. So everybody say this is a Shasugya, very important. Halach and Mishpatei Tanayim. The Gemara tells him the Dharm to Tanayim. Just like Rav Meir holds that you need that Mechal Lav is not Shemei and Mechal Hen Lat Shemei Lav, you cannot assume so too Benadarim. It wouldn't work. And therefore, we see from this that the Klal Tishmei Hen is not a din only in Tanoim, it's a din also in the Dharm. In the Kedusha Ranin Gittin, from the Sugya of Elness and Shem Ra, where the Gemara says there's no din of Tanai, you don't need a Tanai Kain Lamaisa and all the other Mishpat today in Tanoim, but you do need Kafel, because according to our mayor, we do not hold Mechla Lav Atishmei Hen. So we see from this Sugya, that believe the din of Tanayim is a chasar klali b'chol teru kulof and l'chalal abat teshmeihen. Rashi in Kedushin of Samach Aleph explains that chol Tanayim shein and kafel is a din miyuchad hilchos Tanayim. And now we have two ways to understand the basic sugya: Rabbi Chanan's way and Rabbi Chaim's way. Dehine Rabbi Chanan in both. In Chelik Beis and in Bava Basra asks the kasha of the similarity between the two sugyas, and he says, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda are chelik in two things, as you just heard in the Atar Shmuel. First, if I say Michlal Abi Atashen, it applies to Hilchais Tanam, that should be Tanai Kafel. And second, as you saw, that the double question on this Machlaikas. He asked Reb Chaim this kasha, and Reb Chaim has a different mahalach. He says everybody understands from the hen they need a lav. The question is whether or not this is a bitui, and that's the machlekes tanai v'netzach to make the kafel mefurish in order to fulfill the requirement of bitui in Hilchos Nedarim. And this machlekes tanai, Reb Meir says, doesn't help. It's not bitui, and Reb Yehuda says it does help. The Teres Shmuel brings all the shitais. And the two Mahalchim and Machrainim and Leyeser Iyun, you'll have to see how this reconciles in Rabbeinu Harambam. So, Baisai Be'ikar, start with the Rishainim on the Daf, Rashi and Mefarsh and Aran. Go to the Chedushin Aran and Gittin, and then to Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, Chaim's Mahalach, the way it's brought in the subsequent Achronim, starting with Roshmuruzovsky and on. And Kan Tamtas Advarim for this week. I thank you for listening. Everybody have a good day. Good week.